Your Mom's a Podcast, comedy specially designed to fit right inside your ears. Written and produced by T. Gregory Argel and Stephanie Lynn Russell.
Hello, and welcome to the third annual Serial Killers Convention. As one of the founding organizers of KillCon, let me say that it warms my cold, dead heart to see such an enthusiastic turnout. It's great to see so many faces here, especially yours, Jack. Who's that?
It's a gas station attendant from Poughkeepsie, New York. One of my favorites.
Love it. Little tight around the eyes, but I love the look. You wear it well.
Thanks.
As you'll see listed in your convention programs, we have a lot of really diverse and interesting vendors on the convention floor in the main hall this year. Pretty much everything you could want, accessories to suit any serial killer's tastes. Self-sharpening hatchets, folding shovels, color-coordinated sample jars for your souvenirs, body bag multi-packs, masks of all sorts, rope made from human entrails. The stuff is a lot sturdier than you'd think. Some quality craftsmanship there. We've even got one vendor who specializes in a monogrammed leather binding. Christmas is coming up, and those would make a great gift for that certain someone in your life. However, and I can't stress this enough, after the unfortunate confusion last year, please do not kill the vendors. Don't kill them. Vendors are off limits. They are paying guests just like yourselves. They're part of our extended family, and frankly, it just looks bad if we kill our own. We're better than that. Also in your programs, you will see a full schedule of seminars, discussion panels, and Q&As. Everything from choosing a theme for beginners to going out in style. In addition, we have representatives from Carcass Meadows Retirement Community for anyone thinking of just fading away and leaving a legacy of unsolved murders.
I have a question.
Yes, Carl. What would you like to ask?
Are the retirement home people also off limits, or can we kill them?
I'm sorry, Carl, but they are also off limits. And while we're on the topic, most of the convention center staff are also off limits.
Oh, come on. That's ridiculous.
But just the regular convention center staff, they have hired various temp staff who won't be missed at all. You can identify them by their orange name tags. Remember, only the orange name tags are fair game. All others are off limits.
I love name tags.
So many of us do, Murray. So many of us do. Now, one last thing. Don't forget the dance party Saturday night. DJ Strangle Death will be spinning the tunes until the wee hours of the morning. I intend to do the twist like it's the neck of my last victim. Just a little joke there, because I like to twist their necks. Now, are there any questions before we try to...
All right! Nobody move! You're all under arrest. All of you. You, the Jersey Strangler, and you, the Cleveland Slasher, and the Poughkeepsie Facelifter, and the iPhone Killer, and Fluffer Nutter, and you, the Devil's Paperclip, and the Tickle Death, and I don't know you, but you're here, so...
I'm God's own mortician from Idaho?
Yeah, I thought you'd be taller. Well, anyway, all y'all are under arrest.
She's just one cop. Quick, kill her.
Kill her? We don't know anything about her.
Good point. Excuse me, officer. Could you tell us a little about yourself?
Not much to tell. I'm a left-handed, black, lesbian cop with an artificial leg.
Not for me, thanks. No.
That's a shame. Not my taste at all.
Which leg?
The artificial one? It's my left leg.
Oh. I'm out.
Well, this is embarrassing.
What's going on here?
Well, you see, here's the thing. We're serial killers.
Yeah, I know. That's the whole point.
We all have our own style. The way we kill our victims, the way we dispose of the bodies, what souvenirs we keep, all of that bugaboo. But most importantly, we each have a particular type of victim we look for.
Yeah, so?
So you're not it for any of us.
You're saying that because I'm a left-handed black lesbian cop with an artificial leg...
Left leg.
Sorry. Because I'm a left-handed black lesbian cop with an artificial left leg, none of y'all wants to kill me.
I'm afraid so, yes.
You goddamn racist bastards.
Look, it's nothing personal, it's just that...
No, this is unacceptable. I'm not having it. One of y'all better try to kill me, or I'm gonna have a damn army of civil rights lawyers crawling all over your racist asses.
Look, We are what we are. We were born this way. Just like you were born that way. Except for that leg, of course. But my point is, forcing one of us to kill you is no different than forcing you to stop being yourself.
Wow, I never thought of it that way.
See? We are all special, just as we are. And we're entitled to be whoever and whatever we were meant to be.
I see your point. Sorry for, you know, how I acted before.
It's all right. We understand. Now, if Mike was here, he'd have killed you in a second. You're right up his alley. All of his victims are black lesbian cops with artificial legs.
Yeah? Well, that's cool. Makes me feel better about the whole thing. No.
Mike, you're here.
Yeah, sorry I'm late, guys. Traffic was really bad.
Don't sweat it. You still got here in time to kill the left-handed black lesbian cop with the artificial leg, so it's all good.
Yeah, I really hate to miss out on... Wait a minute. Did you say left-handed?
Yeah, she was.
Oh, damn. This feels like a career-ending mistake.
Sorry, man.
All right, people. We have to get ready for the new TV season, which means we are going to need a lot of new shows. I'm looking for ideas. Go! Come on, people. I hired you for a reason. Somebody has to have a new show idea.
I have one.
Good, good. What is it?
It's an idea for a new sitcom.
Good, good.
It's something only been done on cable.
Good. That is a hook for publicity. Who are you thinking of getting to star in it?
A piece of shit.
Yes, yes, most actors are, but we need a real celebrity.
No, I think you don't understand me. I'm saying this show stars a piece of shit.
What?
Literally. It's a show about a piece of shit.
What's the hook?
It's a piece of shit.
Premise?
Just a piece of shit.
What? Like at a funny job or something?
Nope. Just a big, festering piece of shit.
What about co-stars?
A smaller piece of shit.
Who would write it?
Some piece of shit writer.
I'm interested, but who is this show for? What is the demographic?
Anyone.
Anyone?
Yep. Anyone would watch any old piece of shit on TV. Men, women, children, the elderly. If we put this piece of shit on TV, then someone will watch it.
Why?
Because it's on TV.
Well, the logic holds, but I'm still not convinced.
What if I told you the show will be really cheap to produce?
How cheap?
As cheap as shit.
Then let's put that piece of shit on the air.
Great!
Now we're gonna need a new drama. Something really prestige. We need some awards now, people.
I have something.
Good. Sock it to me.
Well, I put together this great show, really high class.
Great! What's it all about?
Well, you see, there's this piece of shit.
All right, go on.
That's it.
Let me see if I get this right. You both want our big fall comedy and our prestige drama to be pieces of shit?
Well, not the same piece of shit.
Oh, no, not at all.
I don't know. I mean, two whole pieces of shit?
It could be the same piece of shit.
Yeah, just change the background and use a different music.
Programming costs have skyrocketed.
Then it's settled.
I don't know. I mean, as tempting as it all sounds, it's still just a piece of shit.
Yeah, but those cable channels have been putting pieces of shit on the air for years.
Oh, yeah. They're really big with pieces of shit.
Remember that piece of shit that won all those awards last year?
And that was a real big piece of shit.
You know, I really like that piece of shit from Britain everyone was talking about.
Yeah, and that piece of shit went worldwide.
Everyone on the internet was talking about it.
You know, when I was a kid, there was this piece of shit show I really loved. It was only on for one season, but they made a real shitty movie to wrap things up.
I'm sure our piece of shit will last longer.
You know what? I'm going to take the chance. We're putting those pieces of shit on air.
Yay!
Now that's settled, we need a new news program.
I've got it!
Go ahead.
A piece of shit.
Is this a joke?
What?
Real classless, Steve.
I thought you were a professional.
For shame.
You know what? Get out! Now, I don't want to breathe the same air as you.
I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me.
Fine. Now that that unpleasantness is over, what do you have?
All right. See if you can follow me. What I see is a bucket of piss.
Brilliant!
I'm glad you like it because I have to admit, I was out of ideas.
Don't worry about it. Most of TV is just the same old piece of shit.
Got the bread, put it on the plate, yeah, the plate. Get the peanut butter, damn it, it's gonna be great. I need a knife, where's the knife? Get the knife, this is life when I don't do the dishes. Knives are all in the sink, so I think that I'll use this one from the drawer. What's it for anymore? I know for sure that today it's for spreading my peanut butter. Nothing better, gonna get her. Did I start a peanut butter? Oh yeah, time to lick the knife, lick the knife. Time to lick the knife, lick the knife. Peanut butter, it's so yummy in my tummy. Gonna lick
the knife.
Who said that?
I did.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
I'm the voice in your head that shows up when you're about to do something colossally stupid and says, don't do that.
Why are you talking to me in my head?
Because you're about to do something colossally stupid. Don't do that.
What, like the peanut butter off a knife?
The paring knife from a set of Ginsu knives.
All the other knives are in the sink. I haven't done the dishes yet. It's no big deal.
There are 5 days worth of dishes in the sink.
Yeah, so? I don't like doing dishes.
You could slice a brick with that knife, and you want to drag it across your tongue?
Jeez, panic much? I'll be careful, okay?
He's right, you know. It's a bad idea.
Who are you?
I'm the voice in Susan Crandall's head that tells her when she's about to do something stupid.
Who the hell is Susan Crandall?
You don't know her. You've never met.
Okay, then why are you in my head?
We were on a date.
Who? Me and Susan Crandall?
No. Me and the voice in Susan Crandall's head.
What the hell? I just told him he's never met Susan.
Yeah, I know. See what I have to deal with?
Hold on. You guys are dating? Like, dating?
Yes, and it was going well.
Really well.
Until I got a text message that you were about to jam a Ginsu knife in your mouth, and I had to rush over here. She wanted to come along, which was sweet.
Sorry to spoil your night, dude, but it's cool. It's just peanut butter.
Seriously? It's just peanut butter.
Now, who's this guy?
I'm the waiter.
What waiter?
From the restaurant.
Where we had our date.
He told me why they had to leave, and I couldn't believe someone could be so stupid. I had to come over and see it for myself.
I don't believe this.
Yeah, me neither. I still can't believe you're going to lick the Ginsu knife. What the hell, buddy?
Jesus, I'm just licking peanut butter off the knife I used to make a sandwich. It's not that big a deal.
You guys going to be out soon? I've got the meter running.
Yeah, we'll be there in a minute.
Okay.
Who the hell was that?
Our cab driver.
Yeah, so if we could wrap this up.
I still don't see the problem. I make a peanut butter sandwich and suddenly the inside of my head is more crowded than Kanye's limo.
Good one.
Yeah, but it's nothing to do with the sandwich. It's the knife.
Oh, listen to Mr. Big Shot telling other people how to live their lives like you're such an expert on good choices.
Mom, what are you doing here?
What, I can't visit with my son?
I'm working, Mom. This is my job.
Oh, this is work? Being the voice in the head for a loser named... What's your name?
Skeezer.
What?
Everyone just calls me Skeezer.
You should ask them to stop, dear. Anyway, you call this a job? A good career path? You telling a guy named Skeezer when he's doing something stupid? Here's a hint. Always! He lets people call him Skeezer. He's always doing something stupid.
Hey!
You're not being fair.
Oh, and who's this?
She's my date.
You bring a date to work, but you can't call your mother.
Mom, it's not.
She's pretty. Do you plan on having children, a pretty young thing like you, with my handsome son? Just think of the beautiful grandchildren I'll have.
Mom, stop. Seriously. You can't just show up like this and think you can...
You know what? Screw you guys. I'm licking the peanut butter off this knife.
No!
Don't do it.
It's really big.
Crap, that's not good.
I don't feel too good.
Oh no, he fell on the knife.
Jeez, all that peanut butter in the wound. That's food contamination. I've seen kitchens get shut down for less.
He doesn't look too good. I think he might be.
Yeah, we should get out of here. Nobody touch anything, just go.
Everyone in the taxi, back to the restaurant.
Right, we were never here.
Thank you. You've been listening to Your Mom's a Podcast featuring Stephanie Lynn Russell, T. Gregory Argo, Dwayne Mailman, Tracy Rowland, and Gord Gardner. Written and produced by T. Gregory Argall and Stephanie Lynn Russell, with additional material by Gord Gardner and music by Stefan Kartenberg.